My name is Judith Lamanna Rivette, and I am the author of Salve Stories. I hope my book has a couple of different impacts on people. I want people to remember. I think memory, it's important to not forget your youth, your background. I want people to feel a sense of community. I think it's so important that we feel connected. I want people to understand what it's like to grow up in a community that cares about each other.
My name is Agnes Fitzpatrick Forger, and I live on Hall Avenue in Salve. One of my fondest memories is of my mother, Anna Fitzpatrick, who was a school teacher for many years. She taught night school at Intermediate School, which was on Woods Road, where Salve Elementary is now. She taught Americanization classes to foreign-born people studying to become citizens. One year, the class all pitched in money and gave her a beautiful blanket. This was at the end of the Depression, and money was scarce, so I guess they thought a lot of her to do such a nice thing.
Family and Salve are kind of synonymous. When you're born in Salve, Salve is family. People are related to each other, marriage. If you're not related by marriage, you're somebody's godchild or kuma or something in some relationship. All the neighborhoods are somehow connected.
My name is Jim Berry. Even though I was born on Tipperary Hill, I lived in Salve from 1918 until I got married in 1939. I'm one of 12 children. My father worked at Salve Process for 55 years, beginning about 1916 or so. He would leave the house at 7:30 a.m. and work from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. He had to cross our trolley tracks and the train tracks to get to work. The trains were dangerous. Sometimes in the 1920s, a tunnel was built under the railroad tracks across from the Posey Hotel for Salve Process employees to cross to work in case a train was blocking the way. When workers came out of the process, if they were carrying anything, they had to show a pass for it to prevent thefts. When we were old enough, we boys went to work at the process. I made 70 cents an hour, and my father picked up all of our paychecks. He might give you a dollar of it. He might, but no one complained.
The original idea for doing this book came out of class reunion meetings. We would tell stories to each other about things we used to do back in the good old days, I guess. It suddenly occurred to me that it might be interesting to other people to have these stories written down and to share them with each other.
My name is Jack Lamanna. I live on South Ave in Salve. The first time I repeated Salve words in front of someone from another city, I was 23 at the time, they had no idea what I was talking about. There are thousands of Salve words. Most are sort of Italian derivatives. Of course, no one in our generation, born in the late 40s and after, actually spoke an Italian sentence except for my friend Tommy Dragano. I can concentrate on the following words and pronunciations. The first one, Italy, pronounced Italy. Many people believe the pronunciation started on the north side, pronounced north side, but it didn't. It started in Salve, and no one can prove differently. Ricotta, or rigot. Pronounce this like a mayonnaise face, and you're talking about the boat race. This is rigot. You can kind of spit at the end of the word, and it really sounds Italian. Rigot.
The process of collecting the stories was pretty interesting. I tried to do it myself by putting out a flyer through the village of Salve and letting people know, and I sent out notices to certain mailing lists from certain classes from Salve High School. But the big help that I got on doing this was a newspaper article that appeared locally that announced that I was doing this. And since Salve people love Salve, the fact that it got such a big piece in the paper and an email address for people to write to me, that email address in particular prompted a lot more response.
Hodgy podgy. Where the hell did this come from? We couldn't say trick-or-treat when we were young. We had to say in a sing-song voice, Hodgy podgy dandy, give me some cake and candy. This cut down on Halloween door-to-door time significantly, and it was probably the most messed up phrase to come out of anywhere. Very weird. Aunt, aunt, there's no excuse for the mistreatment of this word. Pay no attention to the you. It doesn't count. Your relative and the insect are one and the same. They're your aunt, or they're aunts.
The response to this book has been very interesting and certainly very gratifying. All I wanted was to be able to make people happy in reading this book. And it has triggered memories for people which have been so comforting for them. From what they've told me, there's been some response that they want to tell me more. And in fact, I probably will be collecting more for another version of this.
In the 1920s and 30s, the coal ashes were collected by the village and taken to the village dump. Believe it or not, they dumped those ashes at what is now center field at Woods Road Park. Thing was, when you played baseball at the park and hit a ball into center field, you'd have to go look around in the dump for the ball. If you dig deep enough under the tennis courts that are behind the Veterans Memorial, you'll find the coal ashes that were piled there. Some other garbage might have made its way there, mixed in with the ashes, but not much was thrown out. There wasn't much garbage in those days because you didn't waste anything.
I remember as a child lying in bed at night and listening to the stones falling down from the trestle onto the stone pile. We lived on Holly Avenue where the stone pile was located, and it seemed to be a pleasant sound to me.
The other thing that's important about Salve stories is that it gives everybody that's contributed a piece of history. It gives them a chance to be remembered. And these are such good people. They really deserve to be remembered, even if it's a paragraph in a book someplace that's going to stay on a shelf.